Drysdale Vignette. This one is called Perennials All Season, and it's number 1321. Herbaceous perennials are greatly increasing in popularity because they needn't be replanted. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Perennial ideas after this. 3, 2, 1. While perennials certainly have the advantage of growing anew from the same roots each spring, they do have a downside. Since most have a blooming period of from a week to 4 or 5 weeks, it's necessary to plant a selection in order to ensure that you have color in your garden over the entire season, early April to late October. Once you've accepted that limitation and realized as well that no plant can remain in one place forever without some attention, such as dividing and replanting, you'll be well on your way to having a great garden of perennials. Another advantage is that they may be planted at almost any time during the gardening season. Therefore, it's possible to plant perennials now that will bloom yet this summer. For example, there's a vast selection of daylilies or Hemera callis that will bloom nonstop through the strong heat of July and August, and which you may still plant now. If the plants you purchase are large enough, they will even have some bloom throughout the summer this year. The color range of daylilies ranges from yellow to orange, apricot, bronze, crimson, pink, and purple. Another perennial that will give you excellent displays all summer long, including the first year, are summer phlox. While many gardeners grow delphiniums and have them bloom only in July, it's possible to have them rebloom in August if the flower stalks are cut down immediately after the flowers fade. I'm Art Drysdale.